טוב, ופרש בהר בחוקוי סי ומתאים בהר פרש שמיטו דין אב שמיטו ובאמס דין אב שמיטו זו ביעקב קמלסקיס מבר was given for the Toeles to be able to oisik b'toira בחוקוי סי is the parish that teaches us the biggest story of our son. The Maisa we're holding last night or the night before, we're holding 2 weeks left. Kabbalas HaTorah and the Achonis L'Choyah should be in full swing. As you get closer and closer, we said at the end of Sfiras, count the days, every day getting closer. There should be a bigger feeling of coming to Kabbalas HaTorah, and the Achonah should be even with more exertion, with more oomph to be put into the Achonah for Kabbalas HaTorah. The Rechaim HaKodesh tells us that the three basic achonis that a person has to prepare before Matan Torah, as the pasuk says in Parashas Yisoy, Vayisu mirfidim, Vayavoyu midbar Sinai, Vayachnu b'midbar v'yichon shom Yisrael neged ahor. He asked Or Chaim HaKadosh in Parashas Yisoy, what are these three? What is this lashon Vayisu mirfidim, Vayavoyu midbar Sinai? Hello, they came. The pasuk told us earlier that Klal Yisrael had left Rephidim, and it said earlier the Yisinyan. What is it, that? They were Yachnu Bamidbar. What is the pasuk repeating it? It's like the Heilika Or Chaim Hakadosh Ochein. Kavonas HaKosov U'lahatim Shloishin Yonim Heim Ikrei HaAchon U'la Kabbalas HaTorah. Three things which are the Iker, the Iker, if we want to break it down to three Iker Yezoides of how to prepare for Kabbalas HaTorah, says the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, there are three Yisor Mesik Yezoides. Today we're going to concentrate on one of them. It's the first one, Takenu Vayisu Merifidim Ho'echot, who is Gabrus this atzmus be'esek ha-toirah, that a person has to be misgaber and misamates to work hard and to put all his effort and to put all his exertion into esek ha-toirah. That's the kavanah of the pasuk vayisu mirfidim sherafu yideim min ha-toirah, that the pasuk's coming to merameis the hachonah for kabbalas ha-toirah was they left mirfidim. Refidim is a remez for atzlus, as he says in the Levaita. Ki ha-atzlus hu esev ha-mapsir ha-sagosa. The thing that causes a person not to be masik toiro is atzlus, laziness. V'lozeh timsa, ki kol mokom shi yizkerenu Hashem le-toiro, whenever it's mentioned in yin toiro, v'lozeh chozek v'ameitz. Ad gedah she yomus atzmo aleh until the gedah that he has to kill himself to understand Torah. And it's called esek haTorah, hishtadlus b'Torah. The lashonis that Chazal use, that is coming to teach us that the only way to really masik Torah, to be koin a Torah, is if a person works hard, exerts himself, puts all his physical and mental capacities. The Chazanish says, what is Omel? All your physical and mental capacities. You put all your koichas, your physical and mental koichas into learning. That's Omel. Then you can be masik Torah. But if a person doesn't do that, if he learns with a certain atzlus, then chatz v'shon, he won't be masik Torah. Yisum refidim. The only way to repair for Kabbalas HaTorah is a person has to makabel on himself oil Torah, as we call it. Oil Torah! Oil Torah means your whole focus and your mind is on that. Rav Shach that tells Masber Gemara in Bar Metzia that when Reish Lakish became got back in Makabo to go to learn Torah again. Everybody knows the famous Maisa in Bar Metzia Pehei. He saw Reb Yochanan floating, swimming in the Yarden, and he saw Reb Yochanan had a beautiful panim. He thought he was looking for a fardis. He thought maybe it was a female, and he jumped in. And Reb Yochanan saw the tremendous gvura that he had, and then when he had that gvura, so Reb Yochanan said to him, "Chel chalo iraisa, that gvura that you have should go towards Torah." And he said, "But your beauty should go for women." So he said, "I have a sister that's even prettier than me. If you return to the ways that you were," Tosfos learns that there was a time that he was in that matzav. "He heard the bechor, I'll give you my sister." When Reish Lakish said, "The seder is mekabel," at that moment, he tried to move back, he tried to go forward, he tried to leap and jump and use his kochos that he had before, and he couldn't. Zot Rashi, Valkevin, Shekiva, the old Torah. Toshas koicho. Once he's mekabel old Torah, he got weak. He didn't have the same strength. He didn't even start learning yet. He didn't even start moving in the direction of Liman HaTorah yet. It was just a Kabbalah to learn Torah by Melus, the old Torah. Toshas koicho, Masber Rav Shach. That Kabbalah's old Torah. Kabbalah's Melus HaTorah means that your whole mind and your whole focus and your whole energies are directed not towards Torah. Only and completely dedicated to one thing. To limit our Torah and understanding the avkas of Torah. That's the only thing that his whole body is involved in. Remember, says of Shach, his mind is not panui to mishtamash with the koyach advura. That's what he means. Well, he didn't lose his muscles. He was Mr. America over there. Bodybuilding. He went to the kosher gym. He had a 3-month pass he got. But still, that doesn't mean his muscles went down yet. It was just a second ago he jumped. He leaped like Mamish, the biggest broad jump that was Shaykh who broke the world record. It was only that now the whole focus and the whole energy and the whole being is wrapped up in one thing, the understanding and the asog of Torah. And then says Rav Shach, since your mind is not pony, is not able to be given to anything else, memela, that's why the weakness set in. The mind is not given over for gvura, for other abilities. It's only completely and one and for all for Torah. This is the limud we have to understand for achonas haTorah, Rabbi Sai. No one should make that mistake that we could be coming the Torah with atzlus, without working hard, without using kol koicheinu. That is the mitzvus of kinyan haTorah. Without that, you're not going to be coming the Torah. But there's even a more important story, Rabbi, in this week's parasha. That avada to be koyin the etzem liman haTorah, you need avada to push it. Without a melus, you won't get there. But it's more important yisoid, not more important, just as an important yisoid. Maybe it's hainu hach. The Torah tells this week parashim b'chokoy saitei leichu va'asisam oisam. If you go my chukim v'tzvoy saitei shmoy va'asisam oisam. In B'chukoy Saitei Leichu Yochus Ezrashi Zekir Mitzvahs Kishu Oymer Ves Mitzvoy Saitei Shmoyru Arekir Mitzvahs Omer Homo Ani Mekayim B'chukoy Saitei Leichu Shetu Ameilim Batoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you should be Ameilim Batoyim. That's the Chiyuv. Ti Ameilim Batoyim. Well, the Lashon HaChazal is also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mis'ave. He desires, he loves. Amelus Batoira. Abba Chazal teach us over here in the parashiyos of Meir Dik Yisoid. What's the Kavana Teilechu? You will go. I want to understand it. I want to understand it. The Mefolshim learn a pshat if you know where to steig in Ruchni is a vada. The upside is you have to be Amel Batoira. Through that, this Teilechu, you're moving constantly. A Maruch is an Oymeid, he doesn't move in Ruchnius. But a human being can be Teilechu. He can move. He can go. In Ruchnius, he can climb from Madrega to Madrega. But he needs a Tznai. He has to be Amel. He has to work. He has to Harva. To understand it, the Hele Ketoyer. But it's more than that even. But Chazal tell us that if you don't go on my ways, all the callers come. What does it mean? How does it start off? The passion of the callers of Boisai is this most scariest thing. It starts off before Vim Loi Sishmuli, Vim Loi Sasu. It's called Mitzisayla. Vim Loi Sishmuli, says Rashi, Li Yoisa Meilim Batoira, Vodas Medrish Kachomin. The opposite is true also. If you're not going to be a Meilim Batoira, then it's not the Pshat. You're not going, you'll stay stagnant. You'll stay in that Madrega. Say Chazal name. It's going to go down to the brinks of H-E-L-L. Slowly, it's going to penetrate. And slowly, you're going to be affected. And slowly, slowly, you're going to be yoyrid, yoyrid, chas v'shom mois ba'achayrim, rachmon l'tzlan, what you're going to do, k'fokoy v'be'ike. The kfir of be'ike started when he left the Amelis Batoy. Limud ha'lom ha'lonu ha'toy, ha'seinu ha'toy she'hir. That is not just an ingredient for Kinyan HaTorah, but Amelus is an ingredient to main on Emesi Yid. If a person doesn't work in Torah, Rachmana Litzlan, Soifel Sheldova, Kfira Be'ike, leaving the Derech of Yiddishkeit. But I want to be masmeritz a little bit deeper. Because I'm in Ramis here. If you want to walk in the ways of Torah, that Torah has to permeate my guns and goof. That my feet and my hands are living a life of Torah. There's only one way. Get it into the blood. Let it be your lifeline. Let it be your mitzvah, your essence. If it doesn't become a chelik of your deep pnimius, the toyesein or atoysha, then it's going to remain on the outside. And then you're not going to have any time in mitzvahs, in anything, and slowly it's going to be yours. The amelus batoira is the pshat that through working in toira, and through hovering, and we said before, to work hard to understand one Svaras HaTorah. The Torah penetrates deep inside the heart, deep inside the essence of the human being. And through that, he's connected deeply to his Shoyresh HaElyon, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Torah becomes a deep, deep passion. It becomes something so beloved. Something so endearing because it penetrated that superficiality. It got deep inside and it remains part of his essence. But if he leaves it to be superficial, if he leaves it on the outside, if he's that nichnas pnimo into Torah Seinu HaKdoisho, then you'll chas v'sholom, says the Torah, k'toyish v'loit you ameilim. You learn a little bit without the ameilis, then chas v'sholom, the whole thing remain just something on the outside. Never to penetrate deep. And he's left to his ritzoinus, his taivis. He's left to all the shmutz that's around. And who knows what he's going to end up like. Chazal say it could be koyfa be'ikah or be koyfa be'ikah. Does mean to a boy's eyes such a mood that we're learning over here. What a schus that we have to be in a yeshiva, that have that the sword of a yeshiva is a mokoyim to teach that we are a meilim. That is what a yid is created for. Odom la'omel yulad. A person was created for omel. Omel ha'toyra is the peak, the sea. The sea in Hebrew, the height, the apex, the zenith of the godless. To be an omel ba'toyra, that's all that's asked for us. We do not have to be masik the pshat. But the Chofetz Chaim learned pshat in the tefillah we say every morning. Anu ha'meilim ve'im ha'meilim. Anu ha'meilim ve'kalim tzchar. Ve'im ha'meilim ve'im ha'meilim tzchar. They work and they don't get tzchar. Yes, the Chofetz Chaim, every tailor, every plumber, when he works he doesn't get tzchar. So the Chofetz Chaim, aval he gets tzchar. But he gets tzchar for the result. If he does the job, if he unstuffs that toilet, pardon the expression, he's going to get paid. If he doesn't, he doesn't do the job, he doesn't finish his pie, he doesn't make the suit, he's not going to get paid. If he doesn't finish the suit, he won't get paid. But we get paid for even the work. For the work. For the Ravanya. To work at a Svara, to work at a Gemara. Today it became Rachman Litzlan! It permeated the world of the yeshiva! That there's such a musad of having to have the pshat within 30 seconds, and if not, I'm turned off to learning! Within 3 seconds, I have to have the pshat! The pshat said that when he was in Cheder, the Rebbe had a blackboard, but when he taught the Oisius, he didn't write on the blackboard, he made it with his finger like this. A base goes like this. Why? Think a little bit. Use your noodle. Come on, Rabbi. I'm only 3 years old. I'm going to tell my mommy on you. You can't make me think so hard. Strain that muscle in the brain. I got to save it. To rest it on that pillow. To strain, to think what the base looks like. The Rebbe's making the picture. Think, what's the base? Is it like this? Start to think a little bit. No problem, they have the Archbold Alphabet coming out soon. Translated in 74 languages. They found 4 new languages. Tahili and Swahili together. Waxili. Yeshiva bo'ez mahus. They have to teach the belt. It means amelis. To work. A shver gemara. Let's read over again. Let's try again to understand what Rashi means. Who looks at Rashi today? You know Rashi? Who's Rashi? Rashi said, doesn't that stand for Rabbi Sam Johnstone? Rashi. New translation. Rashi! To work at a Rashi, every word of Rashi is a pearl! How could it be a Metzias in a generation not learning Rashi? And it's going on today! People not learning Rashi with the Gemara! They have the translations. A new parish. I walked into shul not long ago. And one day in my neighbor, the shul, and I saw a friend of mine. And he had pocket-sized translated Talmud. It's the newest thing. Amish. Quick reading translation. I looked at it, I couldn't believe what's going on. This thing, you could read Mamish in bed. Mamish in bed. With your pillow up a little bit high, so you could read it. With pocket size. And finish the whole Pasachim in two days. with one eye open and have the whole Psachim translated and book form, authored by Rabina and Rab Ashi, the new famous authors today. They're on the bestseller list with Bob Sampson, top 10 bestsellers, Rabina and Rab Ashi. And there it is, Mamish, you have it. He says it's Gavaldik. You get into bed in 10 minutes, you got the whole daf for tomorrow's Shia. It's beautiful. And it's Mamish, like a story it reads. Mamish. And you can read it to your child as he's lulling him to sleep with your new storybook, Tales of the Talmud. That's a Melech Shabbosa. I'm not making fun, Chas V'Shalom, of people who use it. But it should be used in a way that you translate the word. If I'm bothered by a word or a concept, I don't understand sometimes the wording. So you need to translate the word. Translation, okay. But the Gemara was dafka written in a way that's so soon. Why did Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi write it that way? Shulchan Aruch is read it because Shulchan Aruch lefanecha. You read the halacha, you know exactly what the halacha is. You can have mamish tapes and books and have the halacha, no problem. The halacha is like this, the halacha is like that. Call your local halachas rabbi as you want to psak. Dial 5712446. And there it is, with any shaylin shulchan aruch you can get. You have to know the halacha, okay? Even that needs amelus. The shulchan aruch was created at shulchan aruch lefanecha. The person should try to know the halacha of adiyah after avaniyah. It's also true. Oh, but the shas was written in a difficult way. Bedavka, that the tzura of attaining Torah is only duchta melus, only hervanya. To think that the word, even one line of Gemara, sometime. Oh, come on, Rabbi, that's too much. I gotta finish. We gotta finish. Finish what? What are you rushing for? The fact that you work at it and try to think through it and work it out and herva and until you get psalm and you masik the pshat. Das vil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from a yid. Rabbi Yochum once said, did you ever see a factory that has lady walk into a heavy factory, see lazy boy chairs walking around? Any factory in the world? They're schwitzing, they're herving, the havdil, Torah. The amelus has to be even greater. Torah! It has to be that I have, that the hasag of Torah is something that I work towards to appreciate that when I am mastering it, I understand Chochmas Elokim. I have a small hasaga and what the Torah saying about Torah means. And even after that, it's much deeper and deeper. All the Gdolim of Baruch Be'er would say a svara. And even after he'd say a svara, he said, I touched the Aleph of the svara. And next time around, the sugya, I think deeper and deeper because it's so deep. Torah says the Gemara in Erevin that calls Majma Mashmin's Ma. Every time you press it out, there's more and more and more and more, the same. Nochamol, the same Zach. You chazer over something hundreds of times, and you see Nochahor. Another Chiddush. There's no such thing as Chazorah just. Every Chazorah is a new Chiddush. A new understanding, a new Daher. How many times do you learn a piece of Gemara, and then the next time you learned it, I understood something more and something more, because it's deeper and deeper and deeper, and the more you go into it, it's deeper and deeper and deeper. But only if you start. Only if you put the effort. Only if you have the ruts going deep inside that I want to be mastering it. I wanted to enter into those rooms. I want to start going from room to room to understand the awe, the deep awe that looked into Ira. But what can we do? We live in a generation, everything's superficial. Everything that we do is instant. Everything we do is 1 second. Quicker and quicker. Come on, they're putting out technology, get it quicker and quicker and quicker. Pictures and Amish have everything in one step. That no, nothing has to be worked for. Lemais in Gashmias is very good. But it has to remain in Gashmias. In Ruchnias, we have to understand there's no such concept. There's no such concept. The Baruch Pei used to say that a svara that came to him without a melus, he didn't like the svara, he didn't hold of it. Even if it was a beautiful teretz. Because I'll say, Yagato umatzasa tamin. Only when you magay in Torah and you find the Torah, then time, and that's the real MS. But if it was lo yagato, you didn't work at it, it came stam. He said, al tamin, don't leave. But yagato, yagato, you heard it, you worked, you stayed through it. It's a difficult piece of Gemara. Like somebody would say, oh man, this Gemara is not too interesting today. A little difficult. It's not the regular Gemara, you just read it down quickly. It's a little bit more difficult. You have to think a little bit and work it out with Rashi and the Cheshboinus and back and forth. Oh, these Gemaras, I don't like these Gemaras. I like Pepsi Cola and lollipops and pizza, but this Gemara I don't like. That Gemara I like, this Gemara I don't like. Gemara that's not a voice. A Gemara that you like and a Gemara that you don't like. Every Gemara is likable. What's the answer? It's not that you don't like it. The answer is you don't want to work. You don't want to herva. You want to just, it comes easy to me. If the shiur is easy, I stay in for the shiur. If not, I walk out in the middle of every shiur. Because I didn't get that point, so it's time to take a vacation now. Aloha. Past the, what's it called? Hula hoops. We're going out for a little vacation, a little bit more too difficult. The Rebbe said a little bit too much for. I didn't understand. It's time to go walk out in the middle of the Shia. Starts a chutzpah gedoyah that a person walks out in the middle of the Shia. Don't come to the Shia if you don't want to, you walk out in the middle. But he walks out in the middle because he didn't get a point. So herva. I also went to Shia that I didn't understand everything. I wrote what I understood. I wrote down Sigma Throne. Then I went to a different point. The Rebbe went to this point. And whatever I got the rest I chazed at night. I don't understand. I'm not going to work to understand. If the Rebbe doesn't explain it till the X, 100%, why should I work? Why should I work? I'm supposed to work. I'm paying $13,000 to be in the yeshiva, and I should work. Let the Rebbe work. Why should I work? I'm paying the money here. He's getting a salary. Let him work. All the Gedolim. All every single Gadol that ever became in the history of Klal Yisrael, there was no easy matzavah, Rabbi said. They worked, and they worked, and they worked. And with all the difficulties that were in, it was the more the difficulties, they worked harder! The Chofetz Chaim, I just read, was 10 years old. The Chmona Litzlan. And his father was Nifta. And his mother came to him and said, I don't have any more money I have to support. There's no father in the house anymore. I can't pay for your Rebbe anymore. I can't pay for the private Rebbe. You have to do it on your own. The Chofetz Chaim was 10 years old. You know how many blood he knew at that age? Many of us would say, yeah, probably, you know, he came out of the womb with that white beard and the pace. Right out, like a baby. Wah. Wide pace, yeah. Chofetz Chaim was 10 years old, and he said to himself that all he knew was 50 blat Gemara. Okay, that's also something at 10 years old. Good, I didn't know 50 blat at 15 years old. But he knew 10 blat at 50 years old, not 500, not the whole Shas. And Chofetz Chaim made up, even with all the difficulties, no Rebbe now to teach him, line by line. The more difficult it was! The more reward he had, the more siyat nishmaya he had. And the reason for that is so partial, Rabbi Yisrael. If we understand what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, what is a melas batoyu? What does it mean? What does it mean working hard? Marshal adavad ma adavad doyim, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a good marshal. Couple gets married. And every couple, yeah, avada. They love each other, mamish, all the love, 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 love. Avada. Close minded, the wife is supporting him, or his, better to say, his father, the father of the wife is supporting him. Close minded, that he comes home every night and he has his supper prepared, 7-course meal with 3 desserts. What's not to love about this wife? What's not to have, you know, Baruch Hashem, beautiful marriage. Comes home, everything's beautiful. But then he runs into some difficulties. His wife starts getting a little bit Rachman Litzlan sick, Lo Aleinu, there's a marshal only. And he has to start taking care of her. And he has to work hard to him prepare the suppers now. And he has to start making that one course meal, and making the rice and burning it. A little burnt rice tonight for the dear. It's very good for your cough. It will burn out the cough inside of you, the burnt rice. And he makes this and he makes that and he's hurrying, he's cleaning, he's doing everything. Then, does he still love his wife? Is he still so happily married? Well, Kolman, he's getting everything. Kolman, it's easy. What's not to like about it? I'm enjoying myself. The real love comes out. The real appreciation and sharp is when it's difficult. You have a difficult roommate, you work with him. Dear shows you caring and concern for him. Kolman, that your roommate's a great guy. What's so hard? Of course you can like you. I like my roommates. They're great guys. If it's difficult and you work hard to give to somebody, that shows Ahava. Ahava is to give. To show that a person really appreciates someone else is when it's difficult, when it's hard, when it's even command impossible, and you still do it. You still work at it. That's Ahava. Ahava HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisrael. How can we come to Ahava Hashem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us so much Torah. Harchev Picha V'Amaleyu, says Chazal. Open your mouth wide. I'll fill up your mouth as much Torah. But what's the tnai? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, be Amele B'Torah. Amele shows Amele to work to understand your Ratzon Hashem. Amele to work hard and harder. I'm willing to be a Belezer Shach who had a kasha and he went to sleep because he had no more koichas. 10 minutes later, he was out of bed again. Out of bed again, looking up the Rambam. Oh, maybe it's a deeper time. Maybe something I can understand better. I didn't understand the Rambam klar. I don't understand Ratzon Hashem klar. How can I go to sleep? I have no more koichas, but I'll try again. Nochamo to understand what the Rambam means. Such love! Such love and such Messias Nefesh to understand his desire, his Ratzon, which is the Torah Zayin HaFeisha. Dear Hashem says, look at my children. Chazu, bonai. The Mishtachim Tzare Dilei. The Askim B'Mina D'Araisa. We sing it so beautifully, Shavuos night, we understand what's going on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Malachim and says, Chazu, bonai. The Mishtachim Tzare Dilhol, they forget about the Tzores. And all they give up everything with all the difficulties that's going on around them. And all they do is Isaac and give koichas, for all that koichas to understand my Torah. Dear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at that Ahava. Look at that Ahava that my child has for me. He wants one thing in life with all everything going around him. Rav Shach, Shazatzah, what sorrows he had in his life, Rabbi Yisai. We can't imagine what sorrows he had. He had a child, his oldest daughter who he loved so much, and he sat by her bedside and watched her die because she was got sick with some pneumonia, whatever, in Europe. And he buried her. And Rav Shach was a broken man, and his wife broken to the core. And Chaim Oizer came to him, Chanachem them, and he said, "Leizer v'daf yetz mekayim zem lulei seiroscho shashuoi ozavarti v'onyi." This is the Torah. You have to get Oizer again. This has to be the shashuoi. The gift, the toy, was a vanity of on you as you lost. But he's the tzad that Blazer Shach had his whole life. He once went to Menachel Ovel. Rav Michel Feinstein, the son-in-law from the Biskerov, and he also had a daughter that was Nifta. Rav Shach came in, was Menachel, and he went out. And Rav Michel Feinstein turned to someone and said, "I don't understand. But wait, Menachel was to tell her you also had that situation. He could have said something." So someone got it back, related it back to Rav Shach. And Rav Shach says, he's right. But if I just mentioned that episode in my life, you don't realize the tzar that he has. The tremendous torment that he has. He hung a picture above his bed till his last day of his young daughter that was Nifta. And the tzar that Rav Shach had a different... different others, half of them in life, the poverty they lived in and everything. But everything was given up for, to put El is Koichas into Limud HaTorah. And because of the difficulties were so great, the Ava that was expressed in those little seconds of Limud HaTorah, that they went through all the tzar and to go back and horv in a Rambam. That Ava was expressed was repaid fully. In full extent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the Ava back. And Baruch is Megal the Soy the Satorah Tov Shach to become the Godel Hador Mamish. And that's the way it is. The more a person shows that Ava, the more he's Moisen Nefesh, the more difficult it is to be in Yeshiva without the problems that are around him. The more difficult is it for sitting in that seat when he wants to get up, and he just worked about 33 seconds on the toaster that he wants to get up already, and he sits back down. The more he exerts himself to understand the Shia, to work at it, or whatever he's learning, to Harva, that's an expression of love. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, this is mental torture for me. It's difficult. Avazok HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malachim, Chazu, Chazu, Bonai. These are my kinder. They're giving up it all to go through the difficulties. Avazok HaGemara in Brachos, Basayif Shel Dovol, with all that difficulties, with all the Shverekait in, Basoy, Vizoycha to the Svore, Adlo, Dishmaisa Svore, the reward of harming is the Svore, he'll be Zoycha to the Svore of Basoyif, even though you don't get had to get Tzchar for that, of Basoyif, the reward will be great, the reward will be HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megalei Necha B'Torah. You'll harv on a svara, and you'll be zochah to see the lichtekeit, the emes of lichtekeit, the emes of enjoyment, the emes of sibuk. Where's the simchas haTorah that's linked in the amelus? So the shach and the bracha we make, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu la'asoik, not little mite. La'asoik, you have to be oisek, and then v'harifma, the sweetness is going to come. But you gotta be oisek. You gotta be omo. You gotta forget about all the laziness. You gotta forget about all the superficiality that the whole world. Even when you go out to make your instant soup, the Torah is not, can't be instant. The Torah cannot be instant. It cannot be koino just by looking at an art scroll. That's not any kind of Torah. You need it to help you out of words and then very good, but harva, nochamol, to understand. And there are madrigas, I'm not saying somebody, he should speak over his Rebbe. Oh, but that's not the task that his whole life they should sit with the art school. It's made for people who are, can't spend the time, which is a choice also. Let them learn one amid, or let them learn few lines. But klar, with depth, with understanding, with using the knowledge to think it through. And if he's stuck on a word or can't, let him look it up also. Get a targum, very good. You get a picture sometimes, okay, it's also today, we can't picture, we're not involved in the field, we don't see what they saw then. We're more, Balavaisa, that's enough. Now, however, now work. It's difficult. Okay, but Rebbe, how'd you answer that kasha? Well, I didn't have a teretz. You didn't have a teretz! Come on, there has to be a teretz! What's the teretz? Give it to me. Give it to me, the teretz. In 3 seconds, I have to have the teretz. Let's think, oh, we can't do that. That's too difficult. I might hurt something. I need the teretz. What's the teretz of that, Kasha? What's the teretz of that? There is no teretz. There is no teretz. You learned the Gemara in Subis. Esrin v'taltin shnein, Rabbi v'Rabbi Yosef, 22 years, they had a Kasha. They hove it on a Kasha for 22 years. But Rabbi Yosef became Rosh Yeshiva and he was Oymen and he figured out the Torah. 22 years they hold it on a Shaila. Such a musig. I'm a doctor, Rabbeinu Yoina, that a person has to be willing. Aloymen amanas lumoid.
We're speaking the Yod Olum Olam Lamed. V'avloy misal nas la'asoyz. We're speaking Olum Olam Lamed Lishma v'la'asoyz. We're going to be in Yonib Shat. What's the difference between the first guy and the second guy? The first guy is also loy mit am nas la'asoyz. If not, he's a chashra or vanya. He's a chashra oisfar. Now the difference is, the second one is loy mit am nas la'asoyz. The Shiva used to quote this Rabbeinu Yonah always. She's willing. Lamo yomim vishonim. Days and weeks and months. To be oimen adover echad. To understand one thing. La mita shal Torah. Yomim vishonim. Years to understand one concept of Torah. Not everything is that way, but something that has shver. And then to do LP is understanding of that emes la mita shal Torah. There's no end, Rabbi Yisrael. The Vilna Gaon, as Reb Chaim Volozhin quotes in the Sifrei Dismiusa, he knew Kol HaTorah Kula backwards, forwards, backwards, sideways. But the Gaon was an oymed. The Kami Yigiyos, I'm quoting Rabbi Reb Chaim Volozhin's words of the Gaon. The Kami Yigiyos, Yogos Deho Odom Hagolu Ba'anokin. How many Yigiyos he worked? Lo Yuumin Ki Yizup Achahoitzi Kol Inyan La'or Boru. Even though he was Yod of Rav, he knew everything anyway. What does he have to be humble for? Go and take it easy. Get on that lazy boy and read the newspaper. You know everything backwards and forwards anyway. No, deeper and deeper. Im kemoya somach libo hatorah b'zeh atches shikloi b'moizdei sichloi kol dover kol svara hundreds of times, think it over again, over. Is it clear? Is it MS? Is it true? Is it really true? Everything he had. The Goyim they sent him, says the Chaim Volozhin later on, Malochim from the Shemayim. He said they sent him Taki Kishamadi Piv, according to Shapomim Rabbis. Many, many times, the Goyim had a knock at the door at his house in 33 Mockingbird Lane in Vilna Road. Hishkinu Lepischoi, Kama Megidim in Hashemayim. There were people who came in Hashemayim, Malochim. What were they there for? They needed a place to sleep and a larder to eat dinner with the goyim. The only time Malachim don't eat. So where they come from there? B'sheilosum u'bakashosum. Sheroitzo limsoloi ravin d'arayz v'loishim omel. They came to the goyim and they said they're going to put a chip in his brain. They're coming out new. We don't need the art school anymore. It's coming out in a few months. With a new metzias of Oysai. It's called a chip. It has all of shas on it. You have a minor operation. Dr. Jojo Feinstein is deploying the operation in a few months. He opens up the brain, he puts that little chip in, and voila! Aaron Dafoe, Mamish have everything in a few seconds. Sign up, I just saw it. $999.99 was the advertisement. Jojo Feinstein. Chip along Shas, it's called. Chip along with Shas. The chip, and it brings you into Shas. Someone came to Reb Chaim Shulev and says, I want to know Shas. Right? I want to know Shas. Like the signs of one yeshiva coming, I heard how they have now. Join the new program. 7 blood a day, steamroll through Shas. 7 blood a day, Rabbi Isai. You finish it, mamish, and you sleep and eat 3 luxurious meals with the 7 blood. 7 blood a day and you rush through it in a year, you'll be finished with Shas. Unbelievable. The Shas program. So the Chaim Shulev this year, do you want to know Shas? You got to get sick over Shas. You got to be sick over Shas. But then you have to know Shas. So chip along with Shas is out of the picture right now. They came to the Goyim, they say, we Megali, you saw this Goyim. Malach Ruziel is on the door with Malach Gavriel. They're coming over for lunch today, going. Make a good dinner for them. What do they want to tell? What they want? She brought to the galas to the going. Rosendor Rice's secrets, deep secrets of Torah. B'loi Shumola. And what are they going to say? What would we do? Can you imagine a voice? In the middle of the night, you hear a voice. Shmuley, shut up, roommate. Shmuley, get up. What is it? Who is it? He looks around and everybody's out. It's 3 in the morning, they're in town. And no one's in the room. Who could be calling him at this hour? His other roommate's already asleep 7 o'clock already. From yesterday morning. He's still going strong. He did 3 bagels already. And he's having a bagel for supper. It's Monday night. So he's mamish. doesn't know, Shmole, get up. Who is it? Who is it? He looks up, he sees this white angel with flapping wings. Shmole, I'm here to tell you, Pshat, that your Rebbe's going to tell you Shaila the Ksois tomorrow. Shmole, get up. Get out of here. Get up, get up. The Pshat and the Ksois is like Rebbe Swalls in the answer tomorrow in Shia. Well, I say, yeah, I'm a riot when I said it to you. But the Pshat and the Ksois is like this. What would we do, Rabbi Yisrael? Who wouldn't want to have the answer? They came to the Goyim, these Malachim daily. Goyim, we want to remind you deep, deep Soyuz that no one knows. What did the Soyuz we would do? Send to the Goyim to these Malachim. Velohito Oznolim Klal, he sent them away. He slammed the door, no one home. We don't want any of those. In Kozeh, Lohi Bil Mariah HaGodo. He said to the Malachim, and he wrote, "I don't want Malachim. I want to work with my Seichel, and I want Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu to megala to me. The Ayyadei my Omel, Kodesh Baruch Hu himself will megala to me. I want it through Omel. Because that's the Metzias of a Ben Ben. We all have Torah in us, and we wait with the stomach's stomachs. Call that Torah to who is taught to every single individual, says the Gemara Nida. Misoy foilam, atsoy foilam. Megadik, teach him, call that Torah kulo. Comes the Baal and zaps him. So what's your tafkid? What's the Meforshim? Omo. That's the Pshat of the Chaim Briska. Odom, la omo yulad. And this man, the second he comes out of the birth, his one tafkid is amelos. Because everything you had already, everything was given to you, Matona. Your job is to amelos. Amelos means even the work that goes into it. The Gemara tells a story of someone in the Tanoi and one of the Rebbe forgot his learning. And he went, he said to his Tanis, Talmud had remembered the Sugya or the Masechta. So he went to his Talmud to go to remember it. So the Gemara says, why did he call his Talmud to him? He says, I want to have more Siyat Dishmaya, the Amelos, going to his Talmud's house. That Amelos with Vada Tulsa Amelos. The Achonis, the difficulties around it. The Chavetz Chaim's difficulty. Rav Shach's difficulties. All those go into the work hard. The showing of the Ava that we have towards the Kodesh Baruch. And then Nefesh, Omol, Omol Aloi. Says Rashi in Sanhedrin Tzadik Tes. Your Neshama works. It goes up. With that all Amelos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu megalit the secrets. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mipiv is megalim the secrets. And comes down and you understand. You understand the Torah. But even more than that, the simcha that you're going to have when you're masig after your amelus, when that chiddush comes into your head, Rabbi Yisrael. No one ever tasted anything more sweet, Rabbi Yisrael. I guarantee it. You heard about a sugya for a few hours and no one who ever did it will come to complain and say, I didn't taste the emes, the simchas haTorah. The problem is, we want to be working with the superficiality, with the instant soups and the instant coffees, and we get turned instantly, and we don't have an instant, we can't learn, so we don't have the simcha. But if you work, and you all know, and you deeply work in it, what a simcha when the hasoga comes. The Pshach's wife, we heard in his husband, in this room, by the husband, someone gave him the name of Pshach, his whole life was Kulay Tzar and Kulay Simcha. He was always in Kulay Tzar when he had a kasha. Tzar, his mind was racing and racing to understand. And then the Simcha that he had, the Simcha Amitis that he had when he understood, when he heard it over Amiti, when he swore the Amkus and the Zizkite of Torah that licked in the deep Amkus of the understanding depth of Torah. When he saw that, the simcha was amazing. Someone was once outside, late at night. He saw in front of the Briska Rav, there was a snowman. There was a person rolling in the snow, back and forth. And he couldn't believe it. It wasn't one of these Meshugoyim. Okay, they hang out anyway late at night. He looks close and he sees a man in a white beard. He looks closer to Blazer Shach. The Shach was sitting and rolling in the snow late at night. And he went up to him and said, you have your lost your marbles. You lost your... What happened to Rav Shach? And he says, I'm just in the Biskarov's house. And he's Mavar, and we had... Amkos, we were learning together. We came to Asog in the Torah. And the Simcha was, Lo, your Umon, Kinesinosim, Yisinai. It was a simcha that we were like standing in Sinai and Kodesh Baruch was megala the embers the amita shel Torah.
I couldn't stop myself. I just had to express my simcha, and there he was rolling through the snow, 3 a.m. of Shach. Row. He's rolling in the snow. That's the simcha that they had. Because the pshat was, the amela was so deep, it was horrible, horvanya, at a soif. Where's our simcha? When are we having emes simcha? Where's the simcha?
It comes when our neshamas are masik, this soid is atayla. Everything is soid, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu megalei name.
Galei nai, we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, galei nai, v'abitu niflois mitarasecha, let me see the floors, open my eyes. The eyes are open, but open the inner eyes. Open the Shomadic eyes, that I can really see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, beg you.
I'll give it to you. It's one tonight. But if not, Rachmona Litzlan, you learned today. Soifa Shaldova Koifa Be'ikah, because you're going to live your life total superficiality.
The mitzvahs are going to be superficial. Everything's going to be superficial. The Shabbos table is going to be superficial. They'll come and change into a shorts. Friday night, a little bit hot here in West Virginia in the summer months. Shalom Aleichem. In the shorts. And a bathing suit. I just we looked up. If it's Muksa, if Yashav holds a bathing suit's okay. He has his bathing suit on. With his robe. His chest hairs out. Come on, children, let's sing with his cardboard yarmulke. Shalom. Didn't you learn yeshiva? Yeah, I learned once in yeshiva. But that's not for now. Shalom Aleichem. It's very funny. It's not to shout to us. But how many have the feeling, the deep kesher in Ruchni Yisrael Goyzeh? Thus comes, says Rashi, from Milas Batur. It's not going to be seen now. Bachem Zev, the son of the Ka'alta Mikam, said a beautiful marshal. You see people sitting at a table. You see people sitting at a table and they're eating away. 10 people, 9 people. 9 table quarters, 9 people. So there's 9 people sitting there. 10 people, whatever. And all of a sudden, after an hour of eating, they all get up and run away. All of a sudden, there's one guy still sitting there. You wonder, he's sitting there. What's he sitting there so long? Then Rachman Aslan, you see, after a while, he can't get up. His legs are gone. There's no legs there. And then when they were all sitting there at the table, everybody looked the same. Only when they got up to leave was it recognizable who has legs. Those are going to be many bachelor in the city in yeshiva. But Rachman Aslan, who's going to have those legs, those chios? Who's going to have that Etzum Chiyus of Torah, the Atzmius of Torah, who's going to take it with them further? The ones who are Amel, the ones who worked in Torah, the ones who heard, the ones who were so difficult, how many Bachem I know, that was so difficult for them to understand a Svara, to understand a Gemara, and they heard that to them, life today is real Ruchnius. None of this superficiality lifestyles. You go around Rachman Aslan, it permeates the Gans of Bria and the Yidin. Total superficiality, what a mitzvah is. What a Shabbos is. What every mitzvah is. And that comes from that connection that Kesher is missing. That Kesher starts only in Torah. This is such an important insight. One thing that you have to do in yeshiva, you have the years now, I don't care what you're going to be when you grow up. Fireman. I don't care what you're going to be, but you have to know right now, there's one thing, I have to be koina, amelos. And even when I get older, I don't care if you do the daf yom, you don't do it, it's a beautiful thing, finish shas, but the most important thing that I have a seder every day, for amelos, to learn 3 lines of Gemara, but to work it through, even Gemara Rashi, but to work it through, that's going to keep me always, mekusher, that the avas we explained today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if not, the whole thing is going to go slowly fall apart on my side. Because Baruch Hu promises you are made in Batoira, all the brachas come on my side. So many brachas. Because Baruch Hu realizes
what simcha it is for the person who's more difficult. He wasn't blessed with the most unbelievable brain, but on him it's more difficult, and he works harder. How much chah? Just saw a myriad of story. The Pnei Menachem, Zatzal, the Ger Rebbe, one of his chassidim came to him and said, Rebbe, I want to give a lot of money. I have extra money. I want to give it to one of your chassidim to give him a gedira. Buy him a gedira. Pnei Menachem said, oh, beautiful thing. But he had a big pitur. He didn't know what to do. Which chassid should he take? He was narrowing it down. He got it down to two chassidim. They were exactly the same, exact amount of kids, exact same matrig and learning kamat, exact same everything. He didn't know which one. So he sends home to Mevar, which one was weaker when he was growing up, which one was weaker in learning. So he found out that Chassid A was weaker. And Menachem give him the deer, because he worked harder to attain. Give him the deer. He gave it to the one who was weaker in learning, but he had to exert himself even more to reach the matrig he's at today. Maisi felt bad about it at the end. Anyway, for 3 days he was mamash tov because the other one did. Maisi said, "See, after Shema, another chassid came with another deal, and he gave the other one also." Abba Lavi said, "Pnei Menachem, give it to the one who was the weaker one. He had to work the more harder. It was more difficult for him." The voice said, "Difficulty doesn't mean nothing. From the difficulties, from the shverikaiten, from the ones who had it more harder, they a lot of times came out to gdoilim. We'll speak about maybe Shavuos night more about that. But you saw this today, the voice said, Ava." Love HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Amelus. His Baruch Hu is Megali everything to you through your Amelus. To become that God that everybody wants to be, it's hard work. But Soif HaShol Tov is Soif HaKavod Lavoi. We should be Zoich HaVeizah Hashem HaVosah. We should be Zoich HaVosah. The Yeshiva 400 notebooks came from an Amelus Atzuma. Didn't get off from the bench when it was difficult. You can write Chidushi Torah. You can have everything if you work and harv in Torah. Be'izah Hashem to that. The brachas in this week's parasha come flowing down. Why? It's just an expression of love. Everything. Memeila, Gishmechem! Says the Kli Yoch, it's your reign! HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give it to you so badly! But show me some sign of Ahava! Show me some time that you care about me! Oh, see that little boy, see that kid. Oh, wow. What a lifestyle, what he went through to be sitting in Beis Medrash today, and what he's going through in Beis Medrash today. He has ADLC777CD disease. A new one they just came out for. It's a combination of ADD, ADHD, and ADCBCGG. All of them together. He has it all. And he sits there focused on the Gemara. He sits there hurving. He sits there working, and he glued himself to the seat. He put crazy glue. They carry him with his chair to the dining room because he can't get up from the bench. Three bachim carry him down every day for lunch. He doesn't want to get up from the bench. He crazy glued himself down. He knows every 3 minutes he was getting up. Another coffee break. Shmuley, let's learn this piece of Gemara a second. Saying, oh, I'm excited. What does this word mean? I don't know. And this word, I'm not sure. If something means like this, let's think. Okay, let's go for a little coffee break now. 30-second coffee break. It's 5:30. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, let's get back to work. Okay. What does this word mean? I'm not sure. What does this word mean? You're not sure. We're both not sure. Let's get a cold drink now. We're literally the hot drink. It's hot. Now we're cold. We're hot. Let's tell them to put on the air conditioning. Tell them to turn off the air conditioning. To hold the UN 3 Chavrusas of dining. Should he turn off, on, off the air conditioning? So we'll spend 30 minutes speaking about it. Horov, I remember one time when I went out, we didn't have air conditioning in Shishiva. There was no fans either. One hot day, really hot day, I sat in the Oita Sfar learning Yavamis. And beads of sweat were pouring down my forehead. Beads of sweat. I didn't get up from the seat. I couldn't. My pants were stuck from the sweat. But I didn't get up. Sweating away. There's no air conditioning, no fan. The fan was working. It wasn't working. Now it was 147 degrees. You sit on the seat and you're horrible. Vashtein the Gemara. Kosh Bo put the Metzi in my head. I can't believe this. I understand the Gemara. What a simcha. Let's do a Rekida. We understand the Pshat. What a simcha. That simcha will carry you forever. That simcha of that assault, this one in of Torah that you work towards. You'll remember it. Remember it in your lifetime. It's something that you'll cherish. Because the lollipop, a sweet lollipop that was given to you by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody who wouldn't cherish, you know, they said a story in the yeshiva of Darchei Torah, the reshiva or whatever, the manal of Yaakov Bender was in a hall and it was in some hotel, and he was walking in a meeting with the Gvirim, and also he walks down there, he sees Roger Clemens, the pitcher for the, he pitched for the, in 19, whoever he pitched for. The kids are, and the Maisa, famous pitcher, and the Maisa, he runs over to him, and he gives him his autograph. He gets his autograph, he says, I have a big school, everybody will appreciate your autograph. There's a different shmooze, I'll bring out something else. And he came to base measure next day to give the shmooze. And he says, in my hand right now, I'm going to make a bidding. I have Roger Clemens' autograph. Any bocho, let's start the bidding. $50, $100, $1,000. They're going crazy. And in front of everybody, he took it and he ripped it off. These are our heroes, he said. These are our heroes. It's a different shmooze. But can you imagine if you have a mamish, an autograph? We can't have it. You have something from the Kodesh Baruch himself. A prize tablet. How much will we bid for that? How much will we for the Bainu Shel Olam himself? That's that mitzvah that you get from Piv HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Omer, a small present. You're thinking, the Briskerov says a svar, and you're thinking, all of a sudden some blitz comes from left field. Mom is nowhere, Roger Clemens' pitch, it came from left field, into your brain, that chiddush. You didn't know where it came from. It was a Haskar Selokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw it down, a mitzvah into your brain. You don't understand the simcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave you a present, signed, sealed, and delivery from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. What a simcha zachayim. That simcha is what the Gdolim felt. They never had such a love of Torah. Love of Torah, they couldn't get enough of it. No matter what time of the day was it, because they felt that love. They felt that simcha. Let's get a taste of it, Rabbi Yisai. This is the achon of Kabbalah at Torah. This is the achon of a Yid's life. And Rabbi Yisai, Teileichu. Teileichu, Mamish. Bisocha to all the brothers. Bisocha ve'ezah Hashem. For the one bracha that it says in one place in Shas, it doesn't say by dancing at all the weddings in the world. It doesn't say maybe it's also chashi. I'm not saying. Doesn't say by anything else. Ashrei misha mola b'toyro v'noisei nachas ruach liyotzar. This is the nachas ruach Hashem has. Because like we said today, the hezbri is chazu bonai. These are my children. They give up everything to be omol b'toyro, and that is a nachas ruach liyotzar. Let's be good in that nachas ruach. And when there's tremendous amen in Batoyim, as Rashi said in this week's parash, the more amelos, the more nachas ruach, the more bracha, we'll bring a shefa bracha v'atzlocha, an emes and nachas ruach l'yoytzroi, t'akodesh baruch hu. Someone told me just recently, and I'm ending, in the Mir Yeshiva, recently they made a seder on Erev Shabbos 5 to 7, and it was a big tumult. This first started a little bit, now became an official seder. Nachas seder v'amelos Batoyim, what a nachas ruach t'akodesh baruch hu. For that will be zoicha, for the shefa bracha v'atzlocha of Ian on B'kiyas HaTorah, to know Kol HaTorah Kula, and the going was zoicha to, and be zoicha v'eiza Hashem, to Mashiach Tzukeinu, and have your name.